Between the Lines on ESPN Ithaca.
Nick Karski, Dan Doherty with you here. High-risk high school sports are back. Assuming that the A-OK is given by local health departments in the area, but huge news that came out Friday, right as the show came to an end, that the New York State Department of Health has given the OK for high-risk high school sports to return. And like I said, it all depends on what the local health officials and governments end up saying to give the final OK. But it's a step in the right direction, and it looks like we might see a lot of sports back at it here in the next couple of weeks.
Very exciting news. I mean, we've been waiting for this update for how many months? So many months.
Yeah.
And it just kept getting pushed back and pushed back. And now we finally got word that February comes and we'll be back in action.
Greg Gavage, the athletic director and head coach of Odessa Montour girls basketball, will join us in just a moment. But this is great news for basketball, boys and girls basketball, ice hockey,
yep,
volleyball. What else am I missing?
Wrestling.
Thank you very much. That's it, right?
I believe those were the high-risk sports for winter, yeah.
So those, I mean, could you imagine some of these student-athletes, they haven't done anything since last March, last February maybe even.
Yeah, and schools were trying to find solutions. I mean, T-Berg, they took their track team to Section 5 to go play, which is nuts. So the fact that we'll have competition here is such a huge relief. For a lot of these kids who are worrying that they were going to go out like last year's seniors and not have anything to play at the end of their careers.
Lately, it's been that motto of let them play. Mm-hmm. That's been going around the world of social media, and it looks like they will be doing that here in New York State. Greg Gavage joins us here on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines. He's the head coach of the Odessa Montour girls basketball team, also the athletic director at Odessa Montour. And Greg, as always, thanks so much for the time. Really do appreciate it. How excited are you for things to return, and where did you find out, and how did you find out the news that high-risk sports could return in New York State?
It was a really odd Friday. As I left the school building, you know, the announcement came around 3:15. We're excused at 3:00. I said to Skip Strobel, our track coach and fellow colleague, on the way out, I go, I don't think we're going to play. You know, the momentum seemed to be going in the right direction with the state legislators getting involved, and the New York State Athletic Administrators Association started to advocate a little stronger. And so I kind of in the back of my mind thought we'd get this announcement with a February 1st start. But at 3:00, I didn't have anything. Left school, drove to the bank, put my hands-free phone in, get a text from Todd Sauls at Union Springs and Todd Mulvaney at Moravia saying, is this real? And that says, and you have a file attachment. So pull over the side of the road, look, there's a screenshot. And lo and behold, at 3:30, we're playing ball. And it went from, you know, dejection to excitement, and then Saturday it kicked in. Holy cow, we've got a lot of prep work to do, and we're going to be busy, but we can't wait to do it.
So how optimistic are you that the local health departments, because that's the final hurdle to get past, is that the local health departments have to approve it. How optimistic are you that that's going to happen?
I'm fairly optimistic on our end, at least here in Schuyler County. You know, our superintendent, Chris Wood, has had preliminary discussions with officials. And they want to see our IAC document, which is pretty much done. We're going to tweak it a little bit today with some adjustments. And there's a little more guidance coming from New York State Public High School Association as well. But I'm fairly confident, barring any county having a big outbreak in a specific school district or specific area, I'm fairly confident we're all going to play.
What's the chatter been like among the student athletes who finally get to be back out there on the court and everything like that?
Well, I have a text group of my players, and I just send them a screenshot, and I said, I think we're playing, ladies, and you know, there's a lot of excitement there. I'm really excited for my seniors, obviously. I have one girl, Mallory Rhodes, who had ACL surgery between her sophomore and junior year, really wasn't recovered, but she's a bundle energy. She's contagious positivity and just can't wait to play. And, just to see her reactions really warmed my heart and makes me excited too. A kid like that who really didn't get to play much and was looking forward to it and had in the back of her mind, maybe I'm not going to get to play, and it looks like she's going to get to play. And all my other seniors, too, I'm especially happy for. And really all the seniors around the area that, you really gear up for your senior season, and to have the potential of have that taken away from you is just devastating. So, for them to be able to play is just outstanding.
And how much work is there left to do on the administrative side for you guys at the IAC? I know that there was a lot of prep work done in December, January, these past couple months, but how much work is there left to do to get you guys ready to play?
It's adjusting our protocols document to match what came out from State Health Department on Friday afternoon, which is pretty close. We have to make decisions in terms of, I think the league will be a little more restrictive in terms of, spectators and things like that. But again, that's all has to be worked out. And then scheduling, because, we're trying, we need to find out for sure just how many weeks we have to play with here. Obviously, seasons are going to have to overlap. Coaches are all flexible, but, kids are going to wind up playing two sports for 2 weeks. And, as opposed to zero sports for the first 20 weeks, I think nobody's going to complain about that. But, so logistically getting the schedule, fitting the schedule in, and then we have 19 schools, and that's not really conducive. Making schedules out of a prime number isn't the easiest thing to do in the world, but we'll make it work.
We're chatting with Greg Gavich here on BTL, head coach of the Odessa Montour girls basketball team, also the IEC girls basketball coordinator and athletic director over at Odessa Montour. This is obviously going to be a really busy time for you, and I do want to know a little bit more about the scheduling of things. Have you had a chance to kind of make up an early mock schedule? Are you keeping things kind of centralized where, teams from, let's say, Southern Cayuga aren't coming all the way down to Schuyler County to play? I mean, what's kind of being workshopped when it comes to a schedule?
Yeah, we're going to stay pretty much within your geographical region. We're trying our best to get everyone a home and away within their own division, and then maybe one or two crossovers with the large school in their geographic area. So, for example, OM is going to play Cander, Tioga, Spencer, Newfield in the division, and obviously we would put Watkins Glen on as a crossover, and that's 9 games, maybe a 10th with somebody else, things like that. There might be one or two times. Ithaca is kind of like the dividing line in the league,
right?
West of Ithaca, east of Ithaca. There might be once or twice where somebody's crossing over that line, but for the most part, it's going to be geographical.
Now that you guys have this certainty, I mean, we've gone through these months without knowing what's going on. So what's this feeling like that you actually know, hey, we actually have something to look forward to now?
I've been saying, this is what Friday nights in January are like. And as I'm sitting home, I'm going, I don't like this. This isn't fun at all. I'm bored. So it's going to be nice to be in the gym on Friday nights. As I've been doing for, virtually my whole life. I mean, since I'm a little kid, when my father was a basketball coach and I played, and I've been in coaching for 20 plus years. So it's really weird to be sitting home on Friday nights. We're supposed to be in the gym at a high school basketball game. And then, that's, I'm really excited that that's returning to play.
We're happy too. That is for sure. Greg, as always, we really appreciate the time. Thanks so much for keeping us in the loop as always. Really appreciate it. And we'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Hey, thanks guys. Appreciate it.